When you refinance your home, they will get another appraisal. This means that they will determine the price of your home again. If after 2 years, your house is valued at $330,000, you could refinance and not pay PMI. If your loan balance is less than 80% of the property value, then you don't need to pay PMI. Remember the 20% rule I told you about earlier? Let's take this step by step. You put down 10% on your first loan, that is $30,000. After 2 years of making payments, your loan is now at $263,164. That means you paid almost $7,000 towards the principal, which is your loan amount. So you now owe $263,164. If you refinance your house, the appraisal will determine your current house value. In the case it is worth $330,000, they will tell the bank that the house is worth $330,000. So when you refinance, they will subtract your loan amount from the new appraised value. In our example, they will subtract $263,164 from $330,000, which is $66,836. In a way, your down payment on this new loan is now $66,836. On a $330,000 property, you would need 20% down not to pay PMI, which is $66,000. Since your equity is now $66,836, you are now over the 20% mark. You have successfully bypassed paying PMI without having a single dollar.